says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Wisconsin boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western sky.
Welcome to the show, folks. This is James Kelso, and you are tuned into the, let's see here, Friday night edition of the Trump phenomenon. There's going to be a little bit of an audio challenge here. A lot of background noise. I'm at the American Renaissance Conference at Montgomery Bell State Park, 45 minutes west of Nashville, Tennessee. And it's a roaring success. Unfortunately, it is literally a roaring success. So it's hard to make the audio work. So we'll struggle along as best we can for our 1 hour together. But let me give you the good news right up front. Jared Taylor's American Renaissance Conference is a huge success, a big, big turnout. We don't have a number yet. It's only Friday night. The biggest numbers will be tomorrow, Saturday. But everybody's happy. No disruptions. There are disruptor-type people here. They are kind of cruising around. The sheriffs are, and park people, the police are wonderful, and they're all around us. So if I were one of these disruptor-type people, I would really think twice about doing anything. doing anything. Let's see. George is with us. And the show is live. It's almost too live. We might try to take your phone calls. I don't know. This may be kind of a monologue show because of my inability to hear your voice over all the sound behind me.
You can hear me, right, George? Right, James?
I hear you. I hear you fine, George. And let me say also, folks, The din behind me, or it's actually all the way down the hall. These people are not close to me. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to broadcast in the middle of a crowd. I got as far away from the crowd as I can physically get here in the State Park Conference Center, and it's still a roar. There's so many people here. But it should die down as they sort of disperse off to eat dinner and go to their rooms and things like that. So I think it'll quiet down just a little bit as the show progresses. And what I'll do, I'll give you sort of a monologue interpretation of what's going on here. In fact, I'll tell you what, George, if you could, well, let's see.
Well, I can carry on for a minute or two.
No, you don't. I was going to walk down the hall here and get the itinerary and share that with the audience, because the final speakers list for tomorrow is here. I'll grab that during our first break, and I'm going to rely on the engineer to just tell me, because I'll have a hard time hearing his cue music. Just say Kelso, it's break time, and then we'll just go straight to break. And I'm just going to type a message to the engineer right now. We're great engineers in here in Austin, Texas. Okay, so I'm just typing a message to him. Let's see, what can I say? I'll give you how the day has gone for me. I flew this morning from North Dakota to Minneapolis. Then I flew from Minneapolis to Nashville. Then I drove from Nashville here to Montgomery Bell State Park. This is so beautiful. This country out here, the rivers, the trees, the people. I'll tell you one thing I noticed, George. I got here early, so I had a couple hours to drive around the Tennessee countryside. I used to live in Tennessee, so I wasn't surprised by what I saw. Every other home was flying an American flag. Every other home. I mean, it's they're just flying everywhere. This is patriot country. Also, another thing I noticed. I'm really into kayaking and canoeing and did all that sort of stuff, Eagle Scouting at the Camp Emerald Bay on Catalina. I stopped by a few canoe places, and boy, it just hit me immediately. At one canoe place, there were, I would say, at least 200 canoes all stacked up on racks. Very conveniently, you can just slide your canoe out. At least 200 canoes, all densely packed, right by the side of the road. I mean, right by the side of the road. And in front of them, a whole bunch of barrels full of expensive canoe paddles. These are fine canoes. What was mighty white about the whole thing, folks? No locks. No security. This is America as it once was and as it will be again. Out here in this country, no concern that somebody is going to steal a canoe. These are expensive $400 canoes and more. And the paddles are not cheap either. People, of course, just wonderful out here. And another thing I noticed as I drove around, I took some detours to really talk to people. And I took some detours through some graveyards. And at the nearest graveyard to this Montgomery Bell State Park, I was just speaking with Jared Taylor. There were at least in a small graveyard right by the river where all those kayakers and canoers float down. Old tombstones going back. The earliest one I saw was 1805. Who was president in 1805? Was it Jefferson?
I'll check it out.
Old tombstones, and then modern tombstones. But folks, this is the America that we're going to make great again. Whole families buried together beside the river on a piece of land that I will bet you a dollar to a donut. Nobody even owns that land. Or if someone does, they don't assert their title to it. It's just the community family graveyard. And I'll bet you when somebody loses a member of their family, it's just assumed there's no payment, there's no purchase price. You just put your family member right there where you've got all your other family members. And one family that was very numerous in this particular graveyard called the Scott Cemetery was the Taylor family. I just told Jared this. He didn't know that. There's so many Taylors in that cemetery. I would not be surprised if Jared is a cousin to them. And let's see. And that just epitomized, again, that quality of family. You know, we live in cities now where it's sort of a usual treatment for a family member who dies is to cremate them. And that's very common. It's so different in the America of the yeoman farmer who Thomas Jefferson wrote about so extensively. In Thomas Jefferson's time, 90% of us were farmers. 90%. And at that time, guess what the average number of books owned by American families was in Jefferson's time? Average number of books. I won't. It's a trick question. It's one. The average was one. Most frequent book that would be owned would be a Bible. But even Bibles were rare. There were churches that did not have a Bible. It was that expensive and that rare. You had to get your Bible through the king's printer. Nobody in America had the right to print a Bible. And they were very expensive. But 90% of us were farmers. And so that when our family members died, they got buried in Mother Earth alongside our ancestors. So I was thinking about it today. I was handing out American Freedom Party report and the Trump phenomenon cards all over here. More good news, folks. I've got 500 cards for the Trump phenomenon radio show that I will hand out all of them at this event. I just handed some to Mark Weber out in California. Gave some to Jared Taylor. There a whole bunch of the luminaries of our cause are here. John Derbyshire is here, and Sam Dixon is here. So this is quite a wonderful event. But speaking of those yeoman farmers, I was thinking of my 5-year-old son. I put his picture on the card there. It shows us broadcasting, and I have him there as my engineer with his little lion kind of a kitty headset on. And and I have a picture in the background of the card that I distributed. I'll send some to you, George. And it's an old print of Washington Irving's story of Sleepy Hollow, which is a story of Puritans who are actually it's a Puritan families walking up a dirt road to their church. And there's a guy with gray hair like me who's looking down at probably his grandson, who's Bjorn's age, my son. And so that's behind us. But the whole thing, it's all here, that feeling of, you know, I was thinking of my little son. If he could live in a town like this, or area like this, his ancestors' graves would be here. And you could just sit by those graves, and there's your, you know, your great, 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 great grandfather's grave. And so pretty amazing. I talk about this sort of stuff whenever I wax lyrical about Ancestry.com. Let's see if we can engineer that we hear a caller. Let's try Chris in Las Vegas, and let's just see if it works, Chris. Go ahead, start talking. Talk loudly. I'll see if I can hear you. Go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, James, and nice to talk to you.
Well, thank you, Chris. I do hear your voice, so go ahead and speak clearly, loudly, and slowly, and what's on your mind?
Well, I'm really pleased to find Mr. Trump has finally come to his senses and gotten rid of Rince Priebus, the Prince of BS, as I prefer to call him, and I recall I referred to him probably a year or two ago, as one of the inside infiltrators that were submarining his campaign and revealing his inner secrets to the opposition. I think there are some others on the agenda that need to go. Jeff Sessions, for sure. He's obviously anti-Trump and working a secret agenda to tear down the Trump campaign. We could also look at McMaster, another dangerous individual. He has apparently surrounded himself with a number of infiltrator agents of the neocon militant subversives that are trying to take over the operations of the White House and the Trump administration.
Now you've mentioned several names, and there are plenty more, of course, because there are lots of people surrounding him. He's the president of the universe, actually. If you think about what the president of the United States is, he's the most powerful man in the universe. And so, of course, he's surrounded by thousands of hangers-on, wannabes, and people from the enemy camp, as well as great people. So they're, you know, this is Donald Trump. Think about it. I like what Steve Bannon said once. He has a quote. I'm paraphrasing. He said, "Well, what did you think the enemy was going to do? Just walk away or surrender when Donald Trump won?" No, Donald Trump is different. He's sui generis, different from every other president. Other presidents, because they were part of the swamp, George Bush Sr. and Jr. were part of the swamp. They didn't have the problem of infiltrators or enemies inside their own administration because they were part of the swamp. So the swamp didn't have any motivation to destroy them. Donald Trump, think about it, folks. One reason his administration has to be frustrating for all of us and different from any other president is that he is the first patriot president in our lifetimes. Even Ronald Reagan doesn't qualify for this. Richard Nixon doesn't qualify for this at all. Donald Trump is the first actual enemy of the deep state that they have had to deal with. So they are, he is going to have, you know, you say, oh, he doesn't know how to appoint people or he's got too many rats around him or something. No, no, he has an impossible, not an impossible, he has a Herculean task that the other side is going after him in every conceivable way. So yes, he will have to find people that are not truly his friends and he will have to unload them. I don't know that I agree completely with your assessment of all those people, Jeff Sessions. I kind of agree with Paul Fromm. I think Jeff Sessions, based on his record as a senator, he was a great senator. So I think there's more tragedy than anything else involved with Jeff Sessions, who made a horrible decision, horrible, of recusing himself. What did you, George, you had a nickname for Reince Priebus. What was it? It was something like Renzo or something?
He was Reince Krispies.
Well,
he's pretty crisp right now, James.
Yeah.
This is Trump, caller. He gets his enemies, hoists them to his breast, gives them a smooch, and says, "Let's play." And when they cross him, he fires them.
Yeah, and he's got a problem. You know, he doesn't have a folder full of a Kelly Employment Agency folder full of really great patriots that he can appoint. This has never been done before. It's all new. So, you know, he got stuck with this guy, Rod Rosenstein, who became Jeff Sessions' number two. You know, this is one of the, colossal blunders. Jeff Sessions recusing himself, huge blunder. Not checking with Donald Trump first. Huge blunder number two. Getting Rod Rosenstein as his number two, colossal blunder number three. You can't make that many colossal blunders. And, of course, the outcome of all those colossal blunders is that Donald Trump is now being hunted by Robert Mueller and a whole big, highly funded staff of killers on the left. And that's not a good situation. It's got to be solved. Judge Napolitano agrees. Pat Buchanan agrees. You can't have a guy with that much, that many weapons hunting you as a president of the United States. So got to solve that. But anyway, Chris, thank you there in Las Vegas. You are a good test caller here. Some good ideas. Appreciate it.
Great call, Chris.
Thank you very much. Have a great evening and enjoy your stay there with Patriots. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and you know, I want to make lemonade out of lemons. And by the way, the lemonade here in rural Tennessee is really good lemonade. I don't know what these ladies do to make that lemonade, but it's very good. I drank glass after glass at my lunch. And, of course, these beautiful ladies flourish everywhere in Tennessee. They're pouring that lemonade for me. And the prices are cheap here. You know, breakfast tomorrow, breakfast is $8. Oh, my gosh, $8 for the breakfast right here in Montgomeryville State Park. I'm looking forward to that. But the, I want to make lemonade out of the lemon here. The lemon is the audio problem that we have with all these people and all this sound of happy, jubilant, fired up people. They're not stopping. They're like, I thought the volume would go down. I'm looking, you know, they're 50 yards away from me. And and by the way, everybody's dressed really smartly. The ladies are beautiful. There's a beautiful lady from Australia I just met a while ago. Gave her a Trump phenomenon card. So the ladies look wonderful. The men are in nice suits.
James, we have a break.
Oh, we got a break. Okay, so folks, we'll see you right after the break. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
back, folks, and I think it's working, kind of. Welcome back to the show. I just, during the break, I went off to talk to Jared Taylor, the man who is a real genius in our cause, who's put together these American Renaissance conferences. And boy, has he been a toiler in the vineyard. I mean, these American Renaissance conferences go back to the 1980s. I don't remember the exact year of the first one. And Jared has just persisted. I remember one of them in Virginia, where he said a memorable thing. He said, people have said, they said, you know, why do you do this? Why do you keep coming back and trying and trying? And he said, I've done this, I've dedicated myself to this American Renaissance project because no one else was doing it. I didn't want to do it. I had to do it because no one else was doing it. I could see something that was not being done. And by the way, that's what we in the American Freedom Party, that's part of the motivation for what we're doing, is that we realized we in our cause were not using the political tool, not using political parties, not using our system. It was right there waiting for us to use it. Now, I just talked with Jared, reviewing the program for tomorrow. Tomorrow's the big speaking program. I'm going to go through it with you. And I got the correct pronunciations and all the speakers from Jared. Tomorrow morning at 9, we will hear from Helmut Nyborg. His topic, What Made Europe Great and What Could Destroy It? then a coffee break. 10:30, we hear from John Derbyshire, the Englishman. His topic, race realism has a past. Does race denialism have a future? I like that topic. 11:15, we hear from Martin Lichtmetz, a German. His Lichtmetz is spelled L-I-C-H-T-M-E-S-Z. His title, New Beginnings, Nationalist Movements in Austria and Germany. We've been covering those. I just met him.
I love that. Get this man on the show someday, James.
Yes. Then our lunch tomorrow. Then Jared Taylor. His topic, has the white man turned the corner? My answer is yes. I think we have, folks. The Trump victory, I think, was turning the corner. Then 2:45, Serge Trifkovic, Islam and the Third Invasion of Europe. I'm interested to hear what the first and second invasions were. That he's piqued my interest. Then a coffee break at 4:15. One of the giants who realized that Trump was the real deal. We here at this show, when we created it, we realized Trump was the real deal pretty much before a lot of people. And a lot of people needed to be persuaded of what we believed to be true. One of those men who believed that to be true was Peter Brimelow, the man who created VDare.com along with his brother, his twin brother, John Brimelow. He will be speaking at 4:15 tomorrow. And his topic, the Trump report card so far. So that will be riveting 45-minute presentation. And then a banquet tomorrow night. And the banquet speaker will be Julian Langness. His title, Millennial Red Pilling and the Future of Europe. So what a lineup tomorrow. This will be more than enough for us to talk about in our Sunday show from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, which, we'll bring all this to you live from here. There won't be the background noise on Sunday afternoon. I told you that James Edwards would be able to cover Saturday with his political cesspool show, but James Edwards, unfortunately, is not here, fellow director of the American Freedom Party. He was not able to make it, probably family obligations. One of his co-hosts is here. I think he'll do a show from here, but I'm just talking to one of his, Eddie Bombardier, co-host. And there you go. That's the lineup for tomorrow. And then on Sunday, Sam Dixon closes the whole event with his talk entitled Through a Glass Darkly, which is a 45-minute presentation Sunday morning. Then we break up and lots of folks getting together. We got a break coming up. Ed in Pennsylvania. Hang on, Ed. I know it's noisy in here, but hang on, Ed. You're next right after this break. Stay tuned. We'll see you in a moment, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis. Before
we're back, folks.
Vietnam War came along.
Live from the American Renaissance Conference at Montgomery Bell State Park, west of Nashville, Tennessee. And, give you an update here. News coverage. The Daily Tennessean. I'll look up the ownership of that paper. I'm probably going to be the usual suspects. But a very hostile article against us and against Jared Taylor. But in fact, it's kind of lengthy in its coverage and lets Jared Taylor speak our piece. And so in the end, it's a very favorable article for us. With a lot of good news. These people, they're trying to shut the conference down. They're trying to get the governor. This is the fifth year in a row that the American Renaissance Conference has been at Montgomery Bell State Park. And Jared says in the article, he says the reason it's here is because it's beautiful and because the state is by statute obliged to do what here. Kim Shapinski, spokesperson for the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation, that's the parks, said that the state parks have to give space to anyone obeying the law who requests it. She says the group requested conference space and rooms at our public park inn and Conference Center, a request we do not have legal authority to decline, said Schapinski. It is our statutory obligation to act in accordance with the law and to provide public facilities to all individuals or groups, regardless of their beliefs, as long as the individuals and groups follow the law and park policies while visiting Tennessee state parks. Isn't that great, George? I think it's great. And then Jared Taylor interviewed in the article. This is an article today. This is a hot story.
It is great. Sorry, James. We're offline for a second. Continue.
Jared Taylor says today in the Daily Tennessean, I think it is a very sad commentary for the respect of freedom of speech when people try to deliberately shut down meetings with people with whom they disagree, Taylor added. I think that's thoroughly despicable. Taylor, who has pushed for a white homeland, said the conference is about people who have a different vision of the future of the United States to discuss what they think, what their prospects are, to meet and to network. He said the attendance cutoff was 300 people due to the fire marshal restrictions on the banquet room. If we had not had to turn people away, Taylor said, we would have had about 400 or 450. So there are a lot of people, folks, who didn't come out because they couldn't get a ticket. Jared couldn't lawfully sell them a ticket due to the fire marshal restrictions. I wish they had come out on the basis that I was appealing on the radio. And I told Jared about this. I said, I build the conference as a Woodstock 2017. Just come on out. Bring your tent. Come on out with your trailer or whatever. And there's plenty of hotel space out here. No shortage of that. So anyway, maybe we'll take that into heart next year. Maybe we will have like about 800 people. The fire marshal can restrict the main room to 300, and 500 more of us can be milling about, talking with each other, having a great time. So we'll see. We'll see what Jared elects to do next year. But his state park strategy has worked out beautifully. And you heard the head of the state parks there explaining exactly why. See, in the past, we've been at the mercy of businesses, hotels, which just at their own whim, this is the law, they were able to say, hey, 5 minutes before the event opened. And by the way, I recall this happening where Jared got a phone call from the manager of a hotel, 10 minutes before an event was scheduled to begin, saying, you're canceled. We had a bomb threat, blah, blah. We have violent people outside our hotel, blah, blah. And there was nothing that Jared or we could do. So he has really found a great end run around that, use public facilities. I mentioned that great people are here. I just had a great conversation with Mark Weber. And also, notable for our audience, John Simon, John Derbyshire is here, but Simon Roach is here. And
networking. That's great news, James.
So I'm spending time with Simon Roach. This is my first chance to meet him in person. He was amazed when I walked up to him and I said, Simon. And he goes, how do you know who I am? I said, Simon, I recognize your voice in 1 second. Of course, I recognize his face. And we may be able to get Simon on the radio on Sunday. I think he'll still be here. And so we'll endeavor to do that. Let's see. Let me look at my time situation here. Look at my watch. We've got about 20 minutes left in the show. Let me see if I've got another caller and see if we can work that in. Let's just try here. Engineer in Austin is doing a great job. I'm just sitting here on my laptop. Ken in Fort Worth, are you still with us?
Yeah. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, Ken. How's the sound for you?
As long as people hear my... better know this number that I'm called in on to listen.
Go ahead.
All the people there know this telephone number that I just called, and the listen line, they know to listen.
Yes.
Like I do.
Oh, I see. Well, you know what? These people are having such a great time.
Tell them how to call.
Yeah. I don't want to interrupt them because, listen, this is one of those dream situations. Everybody's talking. Everybody is, they're all standing, talking, drinking beverages. I think this will go on late into the night. And let me paint the picture for you.
That's good. It's healthy.
And let me paint the picture. There are the Antifa, you know, ARA, ACLU, NAACP types. They have tried very hard to cancel this event. They've appealed to the governor, to the mayor of this area, to this city council, to no avail. And the state parks have held firm. If a lawful group wants to use the space, rent space, and reserve rooms, they must honor that. It's wonderful.
Yeah,
that's a sign, by the way,
that we still live. We don't care.
But that is a sign we still live in a nation of laws and a constitution.
Right.
And they don't have
the crybabies can go leave and forget about it.
Yeah, in Europe, they would cancel an event like this, saying, "Well, this is hate, or this is inciting people." And any excuse like that is sufficient to cancel anything in Europe. Let me also paint the picture for you, Ken, even better. State troopers, the park rangers here, they're all around us. You know, there's probably about 20 of them, maybe more. They look sharp in their uniforms. They've got their nice, big, powerful sidearms on their hips. And they are not messing around. They're walking around, you know, very polite and so on. But when there's just a handful of these clown type people who they look like these clown type people. They appear. The police will follow them to see what they're doing. If they want to come in, they know that they have the right to come in and use a bathroom. They can't be stopped. So the police will kind of escort them. Here's another great thing. Jared announced this from the podium just a little while ago. These people, these anti-racist action people, in order to shut this event down, they were going to do an Occupy the Lunchroom demonstration tomorrow. That is, they were going to come in, fill the seats in the lunch area, where one of the places where we can eat lunch, and then, just sit on the ground, that kind of thing, moan, and so on. Guess what? This is wonderful. The decision was made here by the state parks people. Nope. If the people here who've reserved this space, reserved the conference center, they have a right to eat their lunch. If you don't have an event badge, you're not admitted to the lunch area tomorrow. So the protesters will not be admitted because they don't have badges. That's really cool. That's a great call by the So
yeah, you're making a good report.
Well, thank you. I'm trying to paint the picture. It's beautiful here, folks. You know, when you go to an event like this, it's not till you get there or you're in the airplane that it hits you what you forgot to put in your suitcase. Well, in my case, as soon as I got here and I looked at this beautiful water, these lakes, these rivers, I knew what I forgot was my swimming trunks. But I'll buy a pair tomorrow and jump into this water. But other than that, I remembered everything. I got everything needed to do a broadcast, and we got some... let's see. I think we got a break coming up.
Hey, the reason why I called is, you know, Trump took the military, and they said that they're not going to put
now,
up.
Ken, I'll tell you what. I apologize, Ken. We're going to have you right after the break. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Nope. The engineer's telling me the break's in 7 minutes. So, Ken, you've got the microphone. Tell me what was on your mind.
Okay. You know, Trump was trying to take all these clears in the military. You know. But they want this and that. You know, you ever heard of a Section 8?
Yes.
The regulations? You remember MASH and this guy walk around with a women's uniform all the time? He's trying
right.
to get
he
out
was
of
trying-
Section 8. That's in the Army regulations. The military can get rid of anybody that they want to get rid of for some reason, whatever the reason is. It's embarrassing. Offend somebody. They can get you out of the contract. And all they had to do is take these clears and throw them all out. And it's legal.
Well, yeah.
Trump behave himself and act like a Marine, you know.
Yeah. Well, no, Trump did a very bold and important thing when he said we're not having trans. And it was in his tweet. He said it in a tweet. I like just the tone, the way he did it. He put out a tweet. He basically said, attention, ladies and gentlemen. there will be no transgender personnel in our military services, period. And then he ended his tweet, thank you.
It's like, don't ask, don't tell. Well, now it's ask and tell, right?
Yeah. Yes, I remember that.
Let's bring don't tell, don't ask back.
Well, you know, I don't know what the perfect solution is for, you know, it's not the important thing. Here's what I salute about Trump's action. He has asserted that he's the commander in chief, and we're going to run this military the way the patriotic American people want it run. We're not going to solve the problem of gay people or transgender people. Nobody's ever going to solve that problem. People, you know, could be as weird and strange as they're going to be, and we're not going to change that. But we don't need to encourage it. And what Donald Trump is saying, yeah, we're going to have a normal military. We're going to have a military that intimidates potential enemies. And we're not going to have a military where, you know, on an air. Well, now, he hasn't said this yet, but I hope he gets to this point where he says, look, an aircraft carrier with 5,000 Navy personnel on it, 500 of whom are pregnant, is not a fully functional aircraft carrier. So it's not a maternity ward. It's an aircraft carrier which is designed to kill as many people as quickly as possible. That's what a military machine is. And the purpose of it is that it not be used because it's so lethal in its appearance to the enemy. And a floating maternity ward is not intimidating to a potential enemy, especially an enemy that's not so stupid as to run maternity wards and call them ships.
Right, exactly. They're floating maternity wards. You got it right on the head. Hey, have a good time, and make sure everybody knows about RBN and can call and let them know. Put a sign up. Make sure they know. Hey, I'll talk to you later. Nice talking to you.
Hey, Ken, thank you. In spite of all the difficulty here of our difficult broadcast circumstances.
Thanks, Ken.
Let's see here. Oh, here's Sam Dixon right here. He's just standing right next to me here. It's great to see Sam. So we'll hear from him tomorrow or Sunday morning. But, of course, he'll have chances to speak. Let's see if he looks this way. I'll give him a wave. But Sam is looking great. He shaved off his beard. He had a beard on. I thought I had a matching beard for his. I got a white, folks. I have a white, I don't know what you call it, kind of a Hutterite Amish beard. No mustache, just that on the edge of my chin. I look like an Amish. And Sam has sported that sort of a beard lately. I thought he'd show up with that, but he shaved it off. We waved to him. Oh, boy. He's one of our stalwarts. Hey, I thought you were going to have the beard.
No, I'm just trying to see if you can
believe it. I did this for you. Oh, anyway. Let's see if we've got another caller. And I'm kind of carried away with the event, folks. Let me just see. Go back to the board. I don't see any callers. That means there's an opening at 800-313-9443. George, as somebody out there in the audience, what would you like to know about how things are going here at the conference?
Well, I'm jumping up and down, James. I've been waiting for years for this event where we're on the air live from RBN at Jared Taylor's event. I wish we were doing this 10 times a year, but
folks,
I'll settle for once.
Folks, I'll tell you how you can help, and this is worth spending a little bit of time on this. You can help pay for it, because my airplane ticket to come down here, round trip ticket, was 650 buckaroos. And I'm going to be out about 100 and some bucks on my car. The salesman at the auto place at Alamo, he talked me into a four-wheel drive Lincoln. And this car is so fancy. I didn't know how to start it. I didn't know how to drive it. It took me about 10 minutes to figure out how to run the car, but now I'm doing great with it. But the 650 bucks round trip. So the big barrier to doing live reporting like this is finances. If you can help, fund the Trump phenomenon, I'll tell you how you do it. Send any kind of contribution. I don't care how small it is. I pay for the show. I pay $400, just round it off to $500 a month, $495. I pay that to fund the show. It's a good deal. And you can really help. Boy, if you're one of those people, there are a few people that are sending in $50 here. Some even have sent in $100. Wow, that makes does that make it easier for me. Send it to James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, single digit, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, which is abbreviated M.N. It's confusing because it sounds like it could be Montana or Maine, but it's M.N. for Minnesota, 56721. Send some money in. And every little bit will make it more possible to do things like attain. I'd like to be here at American Renaissance next year. And I'll fund it myself if that's how.
James, I want to pile on to this. Not only should we support this monetarily, Donald Trump's the president. This event 5 years from now might have 5,000 people in it.
Yeah, yeah. And folks, you can be proud. You made a difference in making that happen. The Donald Trump revolution, you played a part. The let's see if, yeah. Well, the engineer's saying he's going to skip a break. No. Let's take a break, engineer. That's how we pay for the show, and the breaks are very good ones. So, engineer, can you go to a break?
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back for you, James.
Okay. Welcome back, folks. We're in our final couple of minutes. So Paul was not with us tonight. Boy, I've got some Canadian news for him. There are some Canadians here, some who came down from Toronto, and they are big fans of Paul Fromm's So sorry that Paul is not able to be here at this American Renaissance. Maybe he'll be able to make it next year. Let's do Andy, if you can keep it short. My apologies. Andy, give us one thought before we have to go.
Well, here's the thought, my friends. Okay, so here's Donald Trump. He's done some phenomenal things, but the guy's done it with his hands handcuffed behind the chair, behind the Oval Office desk. He's doing what he can and whatnot. My fear is that he's not going to be able to do enough. I still think that this country is going to fall to the curb despite what he's doing. You know, I reminisce about his Oprah Winfrey show in 1987 where he was asked by Oprah Winfrey, will you ever run for president? He said, well, no, I'm not thinking about it. And she said it's something else. And he said, well, if the country's in trouble, I will definitely run for president.
It may be, Andy. By the way, folks, let me tell you, Andy's in Texas. Andy, I agree with your thoughts. Very true. It may be that he should have run earlier. But, you know, I mean, what can you do? It is. We are in mortal danger. We could fail. But I'll tell you what, it's looking better than it's looked in our lifetimes, Andy. And I can tell you, you can feel it here. If you were here, Andy, you would. It's electric, the atmosphere. I was just talking. I just gave some of our Trump Phenomenon radio cards to Sam Dixon. And everybody here is really happy. They're elated. And so there's something going on. There's something going on in our spirit and in our morale, in our cause, folks. So,
I totally feel that because Donald Trump has brought some life back to the party, and not the party, not any kind of political party. He's brought some life back to the party. We all have something to look forward to. He's done a phenomenal job for what he's doing. I'm disappointed because it is so not towards Trump, but
when you're right, Andy.
Andy,
you're right. All that he's accomplished, pardon me for interrupting you, Andy, he's accomplished all this with his hands tied behind his back. You are right, sir. So it's all the more people who, you know, complain, oh, he hasn't done this much, he hasn't done that. You're right. He has done this. It's amazing. He's done this with, you know, one hand, tied up. It's an amazing thing what he's been able to achieve. So if we can, our job as patriots is to help unleash this genius president and get these anti-American, anti-patriot people off of his back. And
well, let's just sit back and see what this guy can do, because he is a phenomenon. So you got the right title for your show, The Trump Phenomenon. He is a phenomenon. Let's just kick back and see what this guy can do.
I love it. I love it, Andy, and that'll be our concluding thought for the show. I think we're going to run out of time here any second. Engineer, hit us with the music, and folks, we'll see you again Sunday for our three-hour show. I'll have so much to report on what goes on here at this conference. It's going to be exciting. See you on Sunday.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.